This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Your number is 877-217-5757. Email us at talk@talklouisiana.org. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial. In-house to begin our week is the well-known tailor, Manuel Martinez, 35 years in this community, but he is known worldwide, and three times he has been honored in various places to prove that he is a worldwide sensation, named the best in the world by the Congress of Tailors in Paris, Venice, and Berlin. And good morning to you, one of our favorite guests, Manuel Martinez.
Well, thank you, Jim, and good morning, and thank you for having me here today.
You look sartorially splendid as always. How would you describe what you have on today?
Well, today I'm wearing a coat of wool, linen, and silk, which is very appropriate for the summer, and the color is sort of a deep burgundy with a blue window pane, and a shirt with white background with blue stripes. It's called candy stripes, and a regimental tie on the white and blue.
Okay, I think Matt Doyle, our producer, is going to post your attire, as he should, because Manuel always stands out in a crowd. But today is raining. In fact, I was getting out of my car, trying to avoid the rain, and lo and behold, I spill coffee from Louis all over me, and I always want to look good for Manuel, and so I didn't get rained on, I got coffeed on. And what do you do on a rainy day? I bet you have a lot of umbrellas, Manuel.
Well, I do have a lot of umbrellas to answer that question, but there are some fabrics today. Today I'm wearing the trousers that I'm wearing today are 100% wool, but they are water repellent. They are treated to be water repellent.
Really?
So yes, and being able to keep the quality of the wool.
So you're telling me you could be flooded out and you could have those trousers on?
Well, if you flooded out, you're in bad shape.
Water repellent to a certain magnitude.
Yes.
But Manuel is noted, always looks fashionable, and you got to keep up your image, right?
Well, I mean, there's something that I enjoy doing, but let's talk a little bit about what should you wear when it's raining. And for example, the shoes that I'm wearing today, they suede, and most people would say suede in a rainy day? Yes, suede in a rainy day, because they held up better than your regular calf leather shoes. But don't wear the light color suede, and make sure that it's a quality suede, like what I'm wearing, in a brown or dark shade of suede, and it's almost like cleaning the shoes after the rains, because that's how you clean shoes, suede shoes. You clean it with water.
Okay, not white suede shoes, blue suede shoes.
Dark blue or brown.
Okay. Well, Manuel, you have done this for a long time, and fashion trends come and go. Is there anything in the offing right now that guys who want to look superb should be cognizant of?
Well, yes. Today we have a lot of engineered fabrics because, as you know, a lot of the suits are very close to the body, what they call the skinny look. And for gentlemen to wear that, they have to have some kind of stretch. So today there are fabrics. They have like 98% wool, 2% lycra. Then when you sit down, they have a stretch to it. Otherwise, you would be very uncomfortable. And so there's a lot of heavy fabrics for that. But also the skinny lapels are going out, and you will see this fall more of the wide lapels on men's suits.
And that's the trend.
That's the
trends
trend.
Come and go. And when they go, should you just put them in the closet and wait for them to come back?
Well, you know, sometimes they just don't come back that soon. Some of the like the skinny suits, we were wearing those in the 60s, Jim. I wore those in the 60s.
All right. Well, Kathleen on Highland asked Manuel if you fit your clients snugly so that they'll be coming back for adjustments. Is that how it works? Is that how you get them in the door, Manuel?
No. I generally assess the client's physique and trying to recommend something that would flatter that body, that would make them look either slender, or if they're very thin, that would make them look a little bigger. I generally, most of my clients, when they come to us, would generally don't recommend to follow fashions because fashion comes and goes. But we help them to develop their own style. And that's the way it should be, to have your own individuality about what you're wearing and not to dress like everybody else.
Manuel has some female clients, what, probably about 5% maybe?
Well, we used to do more back in the days, Jim, when the ladies were going to the workforce. They mm-hmm. were becoming brokers, CPAs, attorneys, and going to the corporate world. But today, they have relaxed all those rules, unfortunately. And so we don't have as many ladies today.
But a lot of ladies shop for the men in their lives.
Oh, of course, yes. And they want their men to look great.
They want them to look good.
Yeah.
But sometimes... And I don't mean to pick on the guy, but our president, he is so huge that those expensive suits don't really flatter him. What should he be doing that he's not doing?
Well, he shouldn't have tailor-made, but I had the privilege.
Don't you think he has tailor-made suits? I hope he does.
No, I can tell you this for a fact, that my mentor, Bill Fairbairn in New York, used to make his suits, but the president always complained that it took so long and he didn't have time for the fittings. So he buys very expensive suits. He buys Brioni, which is a great, great suit. But he just goes to pick it up, puts it on, and I'm out of here.
Really? So it's kind of off the rack.
It's off the rack.
Expensive rack, but yeah. Not tailor-made.
No.
And those ties.
But they're a little too long. But
a little? A little too long?
They're a little long, yes.
Well, most men in America are overweight, let's face it. And, Manuel, you probably deal with that. In Louisiana, even more so. So you have to make adjustments. You're wearing stripes today, but you're not overweight. But a lot of guys who wear stripes are overweight, and that's why the Yankees got pinstripes, to hide the girth of Babe Ruth. Manuel, what should men do to conceal all that padding they have in the hindquarters and elsewhere?
generally, people or gentlemen that are overweight, and that's the price that we have to pay for living here in Louisiana. The food is great. The music is fantastic, and I love all that. You have to look at your body and forget about fashions. And number one, the things that men that are a little overweight, they should look at wearing maybe darker colors. Also, patterns that are flattering to them, like stripes up and down, with them make them look a little taller and thinner, and not that much into plaids or window panes. See, I'm wearing a window pane today on my coat.
It
reflects the blue.
Yeah, it looks nice.
But in a large gentleman, we don't make them look larger. So you don't want anything horizontal. You want vertical or solid.
Vertical when you're fat.
Verticals, up and down stripe, or solid colors.
Okay. 877-217-5757 and talk at talklouisiana.org for Manuel Martinez, 3 times named the best in the world at what he does, kind of a prophet in his own land. He arrived here in the year of 1984, took Baton Rouge by storm, and now his advice and counsel is sought in many places. You'll be in New York later this week, right?
Yes, I'm leaving Wednesday night.
So what do you do in New York?
Well, I'm going to be seeing my clients. We have a showroom in New York. Matter of fact, believe it or not, it's right across the street from Trump Tower.
Really?
Yes.
Not at that department store where the president allegedly raped a woman. Not there?
No, I don't know anything about that, Jim.
Okay, but you'll
ask me about clothes, and I will tell you about clothes.
Right across the street from Trump Tower, Manuel Martinez will be doing his thing.
Yes.
And it says something about our little community here in Baton Rouge, that people in New York, which is the, let's face it, it is the center of the universe when it comes to fashion, they seek the advice of the man from Tampico, Mexico.
Well, we're very humble that our creativity and our experience have reached places such as New York, and not only that, Dallas, Atlanta, Houston.
877-217-5757 for Manuel Martinez and Dee in Prairieville. Dee, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana. Hi, Dee.
Hi, Manuel.
Dee.
My father-in-law, you made a couple of suits for him back in the day. I was wondering, do you ever do tailoring for women?
Yes, I do. We do make some very nice suits, trousers, coats, overcoats, and some blouses as well.
All right. And another listener, citing a previous visit by you on this program, noted that your suits are 3,000 probably minimum. And if you're gonna get a guy as recognized as Manuel with the kind of materials he uses and the care he provides, you're probably gonna have to pay for it. But But this is at a time when 40% of Americans, that's Americans, not Louisianians, can't cover a $400 emergency expense. So your clientele has to be, quote, an upper-end clientele, I would imagine.
The majority are, but every now and then we have some people that really need our help because they can't fit in a suit and their daughter's getting married or they have important presentations to make, and they come to us. And we do know that it's going to be only one suit for a special location. And we take care of those people as well.
877-217-5757. Now, Governor John Bel Edwards, who, as we know, makes, $115,000 a year. I think that's what the governor of Louisiana makes. He says he has at least one suit from Manuel. So I'm not. Manuel's like a lawyer when it comes to his clients. He doesn't like revealing names, but he obviously is helping out our governor on at least one occasion. We'll talk with him about styles of the rich, the famous, and the infamous after this pause for 90 seconds on Talk Louisiana. This is Jim Engster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana, 877-217-5757. Manuel Martinez is with us, the fabulous tailor from Tampico, Mexico. And Baton Rouge is, of course, not a wealthy city when it comes to per capita, but there is always a niche, and we're not the most illiterate community either, but we, have, on a per capita basis, have one of the highest rates of libraries and people who read, and there is a culture here where people do like to dress well, and they go to fine tailors like Manuel Martinez and others. Jim Mayer's another one who's been on this show many times. So there is a market here, and I know many of you listen to this show. 877-217-5757 if you have an inquiry. And Governor John Bel Edwards, who is an occasional listener to this show, I think he heard you and said, you know, I need a suit. I don't know if he knew the price of that suit, but he went to Manuel and he said, you did a fine job, Manuel. What did you provide the governor, if you can say?
Well, I don't even know how you find out, but you didn't hear from me.
I heard it from him.
Okay.
He says he buys most of his suits off the rack, though, and yeah. I believe it. And he looks good. He's a well-built guy, and he's stepped up as governor, as he should, in his fashion. Governor Bobby Jindal was often criticized for not being conscious when it came to his fashion. The Mardi Gras massacre is an example of that. But what is the governor doing that perhaps enhances his appeal when you look at him in his finely tailored suits?
Well, Governor Edwards, I think he realizes that he has to appeal to such a diversified group of people. And at the end of the day, he wants to look like a governor or presidential, and he does look by conveying the message with his clothes. Sometimes some of the politicians, they try to appeal to the masses and the young crowds where they wear the jeans and T-shirts, and they dress that way. Well, I think you got to dress a step above of your constituents and show respect for the office and for what you're doing. And if I wanted a buddy to go out and drink beer, well, that's fine. Then, you know, put in a pair of blue jeans and a T-shirt. But if I want somebody to lead my city, my state,
to look the part.
I want him to look that way.
He probably would not wear a suit like the one you have on.
No. This is not a political order.
So you say the look should
relaxed.
Be different.
Yes.
For a statesman as opposed to a personality.
Exactly. And he does dress like a statesman.
877-217-5757. Sarah in Goodwood. Sarah, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning. I have
good morning,
a quick
Sarah.
Question for Mr. Martinez. I have several old antique fur coats from my grandmother and my great-grandmother, and I've been trying to find a furrier or somebody in Baton Rouge who can help me identify what they are, and they need a little TLC, a little cleaning. Do you have any suggestions?
Yes. My friend Rafael from Lafayette, he has a store there in Bocage, which I can't remember the name of the store, but he's a great farrier, and he does storage coats and knows how to clean them and how to alter them for you. But if you call the shop, I might be able to get you the number. Call sometimes today after lunch, and I'll be glad to help you.
All right. Linda writes, I can't stand those wide, sloppy-looking collars around a tie knot. What's the deal? That's from Linda.
Could you elaborate a little bit?
Well, it's an email or text message, actually an email message. Big collars, I guess. She doesn't care for big collars.
Big collars on the shirts?
Yeah, around a tie knot. You know, a big collar might conceal a tie.
I don't know if she's referring about the collar of the shirt.
You say collar should be proportionate to the face, right?
Right. If you're talking about the points of the collar of the shirt, it should be proportional to the individual size. If it's got a very small neck, then the smaller points. If this individual is 50 around the chest and wide shoulders, mm-hmm. when the collar points should be a little longer.
Okay. Gustavo writes about my comments regarding the president in his heft. He says, I'd rather have a president that looks like a man and loves his country than Sissy Obama. So, you know, but Obama was an elegant-looking man, very streamlined in his appearance, his politics aside, and that's generally what most men would like to look like, isn't it?
You want to look good. At the end of the day, sometimes what you wear speaks louder than you, and you're going to be judged before you open your mouth by the way you look.
Now, I notice at your place, I haven't been there in a while, but the last time I was there, you had Joe Biden on your wall of fame, and he's not wearing suit coats anymore. What's the deal with that? He's wearing...
Well, again, he's probably trying to look young and appeal to the younger folks, which is...
Who's he kidding?
I don't know.
He's an old... guy, but he's kept himself in reasonably good shape.
Yeah, everybody should dress their age. I mean, maybe you can shave a few years by dressing a little younger, but you don't want to look like you're 26 years old.
Well, even though you wear suits and design suits and shirts and ties, you're big on everything, from the hair to the shoes. You say you can blow it with messed up hair, which you never have, or... $50 shoes, as you say, right?
Well, I don't know. I'm quoting you. I don't know $50 shoes. It's been a way long time, many years, maybe back in the 60s, I used to wear $50 shoes.
Really? You obviously don't shop at Steinmark or at Marshall's. You know, you can get some pretty nice shoes there for $50, but you would step foot in a place like that, would you?
Well, no, I have years ago, I have done that.
Okay. Well, Manuel Martinez does what he does very well, and I remember a few years ago you introduced me to this gentleman who was a tailor for Michael Douglas and Al Pacino, and he talked about Douglas not being a very tall man, but being angular, and he can make him look tall, as he did in Wall Street, look powerful.
Exactly.
Is that what guys want to look like? They want to look powerful, right?
They want the power look.
Yeah.
And the movie Wall Street, he was portraying Gordon Gekko.
Right. Greed is Good, 1988, and the wardrobe was a big part of that film. And when you're trying to make an impression, if you're applying for a job, how should you dress if you're a guy?
It's going to depend on the kind of job. If you're applying for a job at an office, attorney's office, you certainly don't want to come in with a T-shirt and blue jeans. If nothing else, put in a long sleeve shirt, white or blue, and a pair of dress trousers, and make sure your shoes look polished.
If you're going to see a client trying to make a sale, should you wear coat and tie, or can you get by looking casual like Joe Biden?
Again, it's just going to depend on who you're calling. You got to know your clients, and you got to know the people you're trying to appeal to, and that, of course, you dress a notch above the way they dress.
Ryan Murray writes, I'm a musician about to embark on a new career as an educator. What sort of materials, patterns, styles will give an academic air while also being stylish?
Well, he seems like more in the creative. He's a musician in the creative side. So he can have a hip look to him, and he can either wear a waistcoat if he wants to on top of the shirt. Again, and as much as that it's like jeans, that if he's young, he ought to be wearing some of those.
All right. Tracy at the Capitol asks, how often should you wash a suit, if ever? Should you take a suit to a laundromat?
A suit, you don't wash it. You have a dry clean. And you should only have dry clean when it's absolutely necessary. You spill something.
Like I just did.
Yes, and
what should I do?
Well, coffee, by the way, you pour a lot of water on it and then let it dry out, but do not apply heat at the same time. In other words, don't go try to dry it out with the iron, because then you're in trouble. Then it's going to shrink. but yes, but this issue.
Are you telling me my clothes fit snugly, Manuel?
No, I'm just going to say that.
I can't have too much shrinkage here.
So go back out of a suit. Going back to Tracy, only clean it when it's absolutely necessary. And if you've been outdoors and you perspire quite a bit, then you have to have it cleaned more often.
All right. 877-217-5757 is your number. And talk at talklouisiana.org. We're going to visit a few more minutes with the remarkable Manuel Martinez. And then we'll hear from the almost, maybe as equally remarkable, Lewis Hertham, the fine actor, star of Westworld, who's taken Hollywood by storm. And he looks the part, probably because he's got some fine tailor looking after him. We'll pause for a brief time for the news with Karen Henderson. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle producing, and a few more minutes with Manuel Martinez. 877-217-5757 has mentioned three times. Manuel was named the best in the world by the World Congress of Tailors, and he'll be heading to New York in a few days to do his stuff in the Big Apple. And Kipper in Gonzales has been waiting patiently. Good morning, Kipper. You are on Talk Louisiana. Hi, Kipper.
Hi, it's Skipper, but that's close enough. Thanks for taking the call. I wanted to ask a question that my mother had told me years ago. She said, match your socks to your shoes and you can never go wrong. Is that good advice, or should you try to match the suit or the clothes?
You match the socks to your trousers. The socks are an extension of your trousers.
Don't match them with your tie?
That is a more hip, cool look, but a more serious look is when you match the socks to your trouser.
Really?
And a more fun look is when you match it to your tie or your shirt. But more serious is you match it to your trouser.
All right. I've got a few inquiries from listeners who have sent emails, and one involves your continuing battle against Casual Friday. You've mentioned this a few times. How's that going, the war against Casual Friday?
Well, I think the young people today, they are dressing a little bit better than, let's say, 5 or 6 years ago, and they are wearing either coats or suits, but they're not wearing ties. But I'd rather have them wear no tie than don't wear no sport coats or suits. But they are dressing.
All right. And another listener asks about your connection, association with one Nick Saban. You're the guy who got him in the fashion game, aren't you?
Well, yes, we did when he moved to Baton Rouge. I think it was in 2000. I don't recall exactly.
End of 99, yeah.
99. And one thing about Nick, that he does respect someone that knows more about what he does and follows advice, and he did. And he, with our clothes, he became the best-dressed collegiate coach in America by Sports Illustrated.
And it was all because of you designing a suit, I think, that he wore to the White House that he originally didn't like. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
He thought you were making him look like an entertainer rather than a football coach. He looked fabulous, though. And you know what? If I remember right, I saw him wear that suit many more times. You can overwear a suit, can't you? I mean, you don't go everywhere
Well, you can, because that is some of the things that I made for him, they were memorable things that you would just not forget them.
You had Les Miles, too, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a chance to do some things for Coach Les Miles.
Yeah. Who was the better client?
I'm not going to say. You're not going to get me in trouble here. I'd rather don't make a comment on that.
All right. Well, Manuel Martinez, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank
Always
you for
a pleasure.
Me
and,
appreciate it.
Congratulations on your continuing success.
Thank you.
And you look fashionable as always. See you soon. Good luck in New York.
Thank you very much.